Ai, kia ora e te iwi, hakarongo mai nei, kito tātou reo irirangi o te hiko te ika, iwa tukou mawhitu ira tahi te ia rere. Ai, rungi te waia kōrero ko Shade McDonald, ara ko tōna iwa karanga ko Pika. Ai, koi ara te hea mana o te poi tūkohu o kai tāia, no reira me tahi ake tātou ki aia, tēnā koe Shane.
Oh, kia ora Joel, hei mai.
Yeah, it's a good Tuesday morning here up in the far north. It's been a massive week last week of basketball at the Polynesian Cup up at Te Rangia Niwa Niwa. Yeah, just wanted to catch up with you to give an overview on how everything wrapped up after a full-on week. Maybe we can start off just a reminder of all the teams that were up there.
Yeah, kia ora everyone. So we had the Polynesian Cup 2022 held up here, host Cook Islands, hosted up here at Te Rangia Niwa Niwa. In Muri Whenua, and we had Tonga, our teams from Tonga, men's and women's, Tahiti, Samoa, American Samoa, and the Cook Islands. So there was 10 teams, men's and women's, ranging from the ages of 13 right through to 41.
Yeah, that was a massive one to see that the conditioning of those more mature players right down to those that have really been able to represent their countries, their nations at the age of 13 and even those young 16-year-olds was amazing. But even the whole setup in such a short period of time, being able to get all the islands over here and for the host nation of Cook Islands to be able to work with us up here, Kaitaia and all of the whānau from Muri Whenua, wasn't that an amazing opportunity for the far north?
Yeah, it was just a huge effort from the whole community, big groups and come together, and that's what we bring in the far north is community spirit, and it's always been the case, and we always come together when need be, and that's this tournament was nothing different. But yeah, what an amazing tournament. It's so special to have it up here, and the memories are going to last forever for many, many people that were involved and managed to come and watch.
And there were some nail-biting games every day. There were some of those days where you and Papa Manuera were doing the commentary, and he couldn't sit down himself. It was so exciting. My heart was pumping. I was behind the camera. So, you know, for yourself, what were some of the highlights? And even as the mahi that you did, the contribution that you did, and those that you got to work with, what was that like?
Yeah, my highlights for the tournament were definitely, the Samoa Tongan men's game with the stadium chock-a-block and everyone breaking out in song. And the Cook Islands buzzer beater win from the number 10, Natasha. I've seen plenty of videos and I found myself just watching a few of these games over again. You can find them on the FIBA YouTube channel or Te Heku Media. And the last few days just winding down. It's so good to recap and just, yeah, remember all those memories.
Mm. And that last night was a massive one when it came down to the whole presentation of those that will be going through to the next title. Can you remind us all what this game was about and for those teams moving on to the next stage?
Yeah, so the Polynesian Cup 2022 was one of three qualification tournaments through to the which is the next round is Pacific Games. So in the men's, Tahiti topped the pool in the men's, followed by Tonga. So those two teams will go through and represent the Polynesian community. And then in the women's, the Cook Islands topped that, and Tahiti backing that up with a second. So it's interesting to see both teams were the reigning champions. Tahiti won back in 2018, and so did the Cook Islands women. So it's pretty interesting to see them back-to-back champions.
Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong, but did both of those teams in this qualifying competition of the Polynesian Cup 2022 both went through undefeated?
I believe so, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they did.
And that was massive the first year that Tonga had a women's team in the competition itself.
Yeah, that was, and that was so amazing to watch. Game one, we actually had a warm-up game where they looked really, really rusty and disorganised, and throughout the tournament, they just had it improved so much, and they were competing really, really well, and I think they came up with just a small loss towards the end of the week there. So they were super proud, and for one of their players to get into the Star 5 tournament team was really, really neat.
One other thing that stood out for me as well was all those that pulled together in the community, all the sponsorship, all the support there, right down to the young girls who will be going through to their own competition. Are you able to share more about that, Pika? The ones that were there helping to keep our courts safe for all the players throughout all the games during the week.
Yeah, it was beautiful to see a lot of the KBA mini ballers. They were doing a bit of a fundraiser gathering with for the under-13s and under-11s Muri Whenua teams who will be heading away to Maldives in the end of 2023, sorry, in January, down at Rotorua. So it was a really beautiful thing to see the girls day in, day out working together, and just some of the memories and the photos we've seen with all these star athletes is, again, something that's going to lift these kids and help with the community spirit and whatnot going through the next few years.
Yeah, and I was talking to Papa Hone Harawira, and he reckons towards the end of the week, you know, to see that it's possible to hold something of this stature and of this capacity within the Far North up at Niwa. Now we know that we can do it. We are looking forward to have more occasions like this. But any final kōrero for yourself in regards to your role with KBA and just the kaupapa itself and what we're looking forward to next?
Yeah, you mentioned Papa Hone Harawira there. There was a beautiful touch at the end of, after the prize giving. There was a Tongan ritual, traditional ritual that they presented to Manawira and Papa Hone from ANT Trust for all the mahi and the effort they've done. So a big shout out to them again. It was pretty heartwarming just watching that ritual. And another highlight of myself was when Papa Manawira did the haka to the Tahitian whānau, and it caught me off guard. I wasn't sort of ready for it, but definitely given another chance, it would have gotten behind him and probably gathered a few more troops. But it was a really special moment for Papa Manawira there, just showing his appreciation.
Yeah, I was in two minds there. I was right there lying on the floor filming him, and I didn't expect it either. And I was I thought it was mana as him standing out, because he is a man that has done much for our community and continues to do that. But really appreciate you joining us to share an overview of how the whole week went, and looking forward to hear more about the young girls who go through and represent the Muri Whenua in the Maldives competition too. But again, to you, Shane, you've done a massive week yourself with all the mahi that you put through. And your wife to be, you know, and your eight kids allowing you to go in there and be there day in, day out. Nō reira, tāku kia koe tēnei. Well, any final quarters that you'd like to wrap up in regards to that?
Oh, just mention my wife to be. If there's any video footage of Thursday evening, we'd love to have some of that, because we actually haven't got too much of it. So if anyone filmed the Thursday night presentation. We don't have to go too much into that. You know what we're meaning. That would be so beautiful if we could get a hold of some of that. So, yeah, big shout out to Rao. She's amazing. And those of you that know her, she's just a beautiful woman, and does a job for the kids and looked after, allowed me all the time to give out to the community.
And actually, a final mention to you. I loved all the little bits of reo and also the explanation that you're giving to some of the other commentary from the islands that come and joined you as well. So, nō reira, tāku kia koe, Pika, a kia matara, kia ora. Ai, ko Shane McDonald tērā, engari ko tōna ingoa karangaki te taone nui o Kaitaia, ko Pika tērā, hoi no mihi kawana ki aia mo tōna mahi pautekaha i tērā o ngā hakataitai Polynesian Cup 2022. No reire te whānau mautonu mai ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiko o te ika, 27 ira tahi te iarere.